So the other thing that is a little bit of a controversy, but it's more of a non-controversy if you ask me, is the timing of capecitabine being relative to radiation on a daily basis. We have a poster about that, and it's a difficult retrospective analysis to do, but basically we didn't make any effort because we didn't think that the timing mattered. And actually, we have looked at that in the lab, where we've given xenograft, tumor-bearing mice, radiation and capecitabine by oral gavage in various time intervals before and after radiation, and it didn't matter. The response was no different depending on when you gave the capecitabine in the lab. I know that other investigators have made a big deal about when you give the capecitabine, but actually, the reason why I don't think it makes a big difference is that what really matters is the level of 5-FU in the cell. So once you're giving it continuously anyway, there's theoretically a steady state level of capecitabine in the cell. And in order to measure that, you'd have to take intracellular 5-FU measurements to determine what the 5-FU concentration is. In any case, what we did was we just looked at whether patients had received their treatment before or after noon. And we knew that it was pretty constant. We told people to take capecitabine at 7 o'clock in the evening and 7 o'clock in the morning. And we just tried to look at whether there was any gross differences between various times that they got radiation, and we couldn't find any. So it looks like it doesn't really matter. You just give it twice a day, separated by 12 hours, and when those pills are taken in relation to the radiation, doesn't really matter. We don't think.